Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Sadlin, who's a principal with Mancini Duffy. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Kemp. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for being with us. We were actually together last weekend, and I want to talk to you about that in just a minute. But first, you are a principal. I think you focus primarily on the corporate market for Mancini Duffy out of the Manhattan office. Mancini Duffy is an international architectural design firm. Give us a real quick rundown on what you focus on.
Well, as you say, I'm in charge of the corporate studio group here in our Manhattan headquarters. Firm-wide, we have about 80 people in the U.S. based out of New York and Washington, D.C. We do offer a variety of services that range not only from interior architecture, but also ground-up architecture, master planning, landscape design, as well as retail and what we call our strategic workplace solutions. And so this is really based on a strategic approach to looking at new ways of working in the future, thinking about how the workspace needs to evolve in the next 5-10 years out.
Well, I'm sure we could spend an hour on that, because that's something that we also try to keep our fingers on, because, you know, with the generational shift from baby boomers to Gen Xers, people work differently depending on what generation they come from, don't they?
That's exactly the point. And so as a result of that, we need to think of the workspace in different types of ways, providing different types of amenity spaces, different types of working spaces that can not only be focused on one type of generation necessarily, but also on the interaction between generations in different types of areas. And that's really the challenge of today's design solutions.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm a boomer, and I'd rather you call me on the phone.
Well, you know, quite frankly, I'm more of an eye-to-eye guy myself, and I think a lot can be accomplished with a handshake and a sit-down meeting. Obviously, technology has to be maximized for efficiency today, but I think that the most important thing from my perspective is the relationship, and I believe 9 times out of 10, the best way to build relationships is doing it face-to-face.
Right, right. Everybody wants to know, and we track Kermit Baker, you know, we want to know, you're in Manhattan, which may be a little bit of a different marketplace, but how are you seeing business right now?
Well, I'll be honest with you, there is some activity in the marketplace that's very exciting for us right now. Many of our clients are eager to capitalize on the timing of not only available space, but also the competitive construction cost pricing that we see today. There is still some hesitation and a lot of question about whether or not there's going to be another dip in the economy. But what I will say is that those of our clients with a long-term vision can certainly negotiate great deals right now, and many of our clients are doing just that right now.
Well, the reason that I did call you is, and the reason we were together last week is we did celebrate the Visions Design Award contest that Floor Focus put on in conjunction with our four sponsors, which were Bentley Prince Street, Centiva, Johnsonite, and Crossville Tile. We put this on at the beginning of the year. Your firm submitted an entry, and you actually won the grand prize. Congratulations. I want to talk to you about that. You actually did the design work for a law firm in New York City called Fitzpatrick, Chella, Harper, and Cento. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's an intellectual property specialized firm.
Yeah. And one of the reasons that you won is because we had three independent judges, and we told them to put a lot of emphasis on how you incorporated flooring into the overall design. And you had soft spaces and hard spaces and stone, a lot of different flooring. I know you probably don't have all your notes in front of you, but tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, I think the most exciting thing about that project was, firstly, the client had never had space that was custom designed and built exactly to their specific needs. They had occupied two different spaces over the evolution of the firm. Both of those spaces were pre-built. And so when the client came to us, let's say about a year and a half ago, they were very excited to hear our input and to really collect their thoughts on what the workspace of their future would look like. And so that was a bit of a clean slate, if you will, with regard to creating the look and feel of the space. I think, too, as you mentioned earlier about the new workplace and the different generations of the workplace, we were allowed an opportunity to create many different types of environments, ranging from more formal front-end client areas, meeting areas, into breakout zones, and even in some of the cafe spaces that we were able to provide with an adjacent outdoor terrace. So it was a great deal of variety in the program of this project, and I think most importantly, we had a client that really had an open mind and a clear vision of what the space could become to address their needs.
So you were actually able to incorporate some of the study work that you do around how different generational type people work, right, in this project?
Precisely that. Yeah. So whether we're looking at the generations to come or looking at really how do we transition with some of the mobile workforce that's in the office today, we were able to really incorporate some of those best practices into the design that we did for Fitzpatrick Cello.
Yeah, and when you think about a law firm, I mean, there's more, traditionally there's always a huge library, and then a lot of that's gone online, so I guess there was probably a little transitional development there, wasn't there?
It's actually very interesting you bring up the library, because that was a great debate, not only with Fitzpatrick Cello, but with many of our law firms in the past, let's say, 5 years. The dedicated perimeter space of 2,000, 3,000 square feet has gone away, and now what we're seeing is the library moving to interior spaces, perhaps even along an open public corridor, and perhaps into a square footage of perhaps 500 or 600 square feet. And at Fitzpatrick Cello, we did just that. We moved the library to the interior. There are still some within the firm that like to have the resource of the books on hand. And directly opposite the hallway from that library area, we have an informal conference room, if you will, that had no doors at the entry. It was left open and really inviting people to come in on a drop-in basis, whether it's reading the newspaper or having a small sidebar conversation.
Okay, John. Well, if anybody's interested in more detail around this project, it was featured in our April Floor Focus magazine. A couple little more quick points before we run out of time. I know when I saw you down in South Beach, Miami this weekend, you told me when you travel with a firm, I know you do a lot of travel with a firm, you always tie it in with going and seeing some architectural project that's on your radar screen. And I thought that was really neat. And you did that actually this weekend, didn't you?
I did have a chance to do that. And, you know, with my travels, I can't separate my processing of the world around me. And I think there's always going to be something that I could learn, different ways of solving problems or creating a design solution when I travel. So the inspiration may come from other buildings, it may come from a different culture, but really that experience is what I thrive on as a professional in the industry, and hopefully I bring some of that worldview into the work that I do every day.
Yeah, and John, you won a $4,000 check, which I know that the firm is actually going to give to a philanthropic interest of yours, and you also won a trophy. You might want to comment about where that money's going.
Absolutely. We received the word of the award some weeks or months ago, before this past weekend, and that was right at the time that Haiti was going through its devastating aftermath. And so we have committed as a firm to donate the award money in full to Haitian relief. We do have staff whose family was directly impacted by the storm, and we want to continue to do all we can to support the relief effort down there.
Okay, John, one last question. You were down there. You actually were celebrating with the other winners of, because we had four different categories. Would you recommend other design firms entering this? I know this probably might sound like a commercial, but the trip was worthwhile, wasn't it?
It was absolutely worthwhile, and I think the biggest surprise for me was the fact that there was such a diverse group of people that were assembled. You really did have representation from across the country, and that was a great surprise. And I had a chance to meet some wonderful people, to learn a few new things about certainly solutions for our clients. And there's definitely relationships there that I built this past weekend that I will be continuing in the future. So it was a very good experience for me.
Okay, good, John. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, we've been talking to John Sadlin, who's a principal with Mancini Duffy in Manhattan. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.